Joining us this week on VFL in Focus from the Collingwood Football Club. They're having a great year in the VFL, currently sitting in 8th spot on the Peter Jackson VFL ladder. And joining us today is Ben Maloney. Hi, Ben.
G'day, mate. How you going, mate?
Going well, thanks. Thanks for joining us this week on VFL in Focus. And the Magpies, they're having a really good VFL season to date, put last weekend aside against the reigning Premiers Footscray. And you'd probably look back at the year so far and be pretty satisfied with how the club's progressing so far.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think from probably when I first went there to where we are now, I think we've sort of really taken a couple of steps forward. Obviously, last week wasn't real positive, but you know, put that aside, and probably the Essendon game, I think we've probably played some really good footy. So I think we're tracking along nicely. Yeah,
undefeated at home. That's always been a big key in VFL footy. You win your games at home and put you in really good stead come the run home. That's been a real good thing for the Magpies so far this season.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I mean, I think someone I read somewhere in one of the records that someone alluded to it as the fortress. I don't know if it's a fortress, but I mean, we pride ourselves on not being beaten at home. I think a couple of times we've been knocked off, obviously, in close games, but you know, it's your home ground, and that's where your home crowd comes and watches. So you sort of not so much just perform for them, but you know, it's a bit of pride in itself as well to win at your home ground.
Collingwood have had some really impressive players, both VFL listed and AFL listed so far this season. And let's focus on some of the VFL listed players. And we know the name Pendlebury is synonymous with the Collingwood Football Club, but Ryan Pendlebury, he's played some pretty good footy this year.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's very impressive. I mean, our whole back six have been phenomenal. Like, we probably wouldn't be in the position we are if we didn't have them. But particularly Ryan, you know, he had a pec injury last year, similar to Bryce Gibbs, and he had an operation. And he just put the hard yards in pre-season, and he's in really good nick, fitness-wise. And, you know, they've obviously realised onto the field because he's playing some really good football in the last, yeah, probably the whole season, really. I don't know how many bad games he's played, to be honest.
Brendan Abbott also playing a real key role for the Magpies at this season at VFL level. And a few other players, just take us through who you think have played some really good footy so far this season.
Oh, I mean, blokes that sort of stand out to me, you know, like your Jake Williams, who he clocks up some seriously impressive numbers in terms of explosive effort and kilometres. And you know, like Jack Hallier, he always seems to stand up when we need him to stand up. He's he's been there for four years or 5 years now, I think, and you can always sort of rely on him to, you know, when the going gets tough and someone needs to put their head over the ball, he's usually sort of the first one in there. I guess, you know, Michael Still, when he was in early, he's sort of been injured, but he was very impressive. And even the likes of Jeremy Taylor coming from the Gold Coast, he sort of tweaked his knee a bit, but you know, when he comes back in, when he did come back in, he's very impressive. And I suppose the name of Jack Blair, brother of Jared, he's hunting around the ball and attack on the ball for probably one of the smaller blokes in the league. He's second to none. So I mean, I could name 10 or 12, you know, like Nick Gray and those sort of blokes, but you know, it's every time someone comes in, they seem to put their hand up and play a role and perform it really well.
Have you seen your own personal performance this year, Ben? You've moved across a couple of seasons ago from the Werribee Football Club. How did you find the transition across? And you must be really pleased to notch up the 50 games as well.
Yeah, really happy. I mean, I guess my base probably comes from Werribee, you know, learning. What VFL standard is sort of like, but moving over to Collingwood, I think, was probably the best thing I could have done for my football at VFL level. To play 50 games, I'm, you know, obviously pretty stoked about, because in my first 3 years, I only played 11 games and didn't really think I was going to make it there. So couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happy with the transition from Werribee to Collingwood. Taps has been unbelievable in terms of his communication with me as a player, and also to try and make me work a bit better on my leadership as well. I mean, you got the likes of Tark and Lockyer and those sort of blokes, and even just with the likes of Harvey and Buckley around the place, just to sort of talk to Scotty Burns, you know, like they're sort of blokes that you look up to as a young bloke, and, and especially Harvey. He was probably one of my favourite players. So to sort of mould a bit of my game around how they went about it, you know, it's something that's it's really, you're sort of in awe with who you got there. And in terms of my season, I think I didn't have a great season sort of last year, so I really wanted to make amends. And the pre-season that we've had was probably, everyone says it every year, but it was probably one of the toughest pre-seasons I've had. And I think it's definitely helped in terms of my fitness. Like, I think I was probably a bit slow off the mark early in the season, played a couple of sort of average games, but besides probably the weekend, the month before that, I think I was playing some more football and obviously getting a bit more of the ball and covering some more ground. So, yeah, I think that's probably the best thing I could have done for my VFL football league.
Coming across to a club that's an AFL standalone club, how have you found the difference in terms of the way you've been coached? We just spoke about some of the people you've looked up to, but what sort of an impact does that have for a player coming into an environment such as Collingwood with the big name? And what sort of work do they do? Do the VFL listed players get treated just as equally as the AFL listed players? And just take us through potentially what is a normal week for the Collingwood VFL team in terms of maybe a match review and looking ahead to another match.
Yeah, well, I think sort of Monday you sort of reflect on the game, do your recovery and that sort of thing, and go through a bit of vision regarding, you know, what we did well and what we could have done better, and you know, how the opposition sort of, what they did in terms of our game plan and how they affected us, I suppose. And then after Monday, it's pretty much, you know, back to normal, where you start focusing on the rest of the week, whoever you play on the weekend. So by Wednesday, we're sort of usually pretty much doing maybe cutting edits on the opposition and being prepared to play the opposition we play that week. And then we usually have sort of depending on a Saturday or a Sunday, if it's a Saturday game, we might play it, do a captain's run on the Friday night. And if it's a Sunday, we'll do probably a Saturday morning, which is just more about getting the touch and sort of getting a good feel around the boys, because obviously we don't train with the AFL boys all the time, but that Friday is usually with the players that are going to play with us on the weekend. So I think it's really good to get that sort of connection, because I think early on at Collingwood with the sort of standalone, they had a bit of trouble in terms of the connection between VFL and AFL listed players. And I think the young blokes that we've got in terms of the AFL list are really adopting the connection between the two levels. There doesn't seem to be any disconnect at all, and I think that's what you really need in terms of playing football, because if you've got disconnect between players, you're never going to have a good result, and that's got a fair bit to do with why we are sort of tracking along all right at the moment.
Let's go back and have a look at your footy journey. You're all the way from down in the Western Districts and from a dairy farm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, down the southwest in a little place called Kalora. I sort of grew up there. I grew up there on a dairy farm and played my local footy down there until I sort of played at a team called Kalora Nurrut, and very much a country sort of club with the majority of people there, dairy farmers and that sort of thing, and then sort of wanted to get or improve my football, and I sort of went up to a higher level at local, and then I started going through the Falcons system then, I suppose, and once I finished Falcons and school, I sort of got a letter from Werribee and wanted to, you know, I've sort of always strived to play the best footy I can, and that sort of, that opportunity opened up, and I sort of took it and ran with it and moved up to Geelong and played at Werribee for 3 years, and then, sort of made the move, obviously, across to Collingwood, but, so I don't think I could ever move to Melbourne because I'm a country boy at heart, and I'd rather open space than the big city. So, I enjoy going home and getting home and seeing family and then going back to the footy club where I guess it all started. Obviously the ultimate dream is to play at the highest level you can. And if that's VFL level, then that's what I'll be putting my best foot forward in.
You just say that you love going back home. What do you do outside of footy, and how do you balance that those commitments between footy and work and all your other interests that you like to do outside of in your spare time?
It's pretty difficult. I mean, I've got a pretty good support base, like my family pretty much come to every game, and I live with my girlfriend in Geelong, and so she's really supportive and really good with managing, you know, like time. I mean, we're both very busy. We're building a house at the moment in Geelong, so that obviously takes up a bit of time, and then I'm sort of working for Powercor as a lineman, which, you know, 5 days a week, it can be pretty time consuming. I usually go straight from work from about 3:30 and drive straight to work and go straight to Melbourne and train, and then don't get home until 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you have to get back up and go to work the next day pretty much. So it is full on, it's time consuming and it's difficult, but you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it, and if I didn't have a support base around me, into like family and friends and my girlfriend, then you know I'd probably would have thrown the towel in a while ago, I reckon. But you know, the love for the game sort of makes you keep pushing and working harder and continuing to do whatever you can, I suppose.
Now, we believe that your father is your number one fan because he drives up every match. Doesn't matter whether it's rain, hail or shine, he won't miss a beat.
Yeah, mum and dad, and even probably, you know, my sisters as well. My younger sister, she comes to majority of the games because she's sort of got to come with mum and dad, I suppose. But, yeah, they're phenomenal. I mean, my girlfriend comes as well. She'll finish work in Torquay and then drive to a game as well after. But, yeah, mum and dad, most games are usually a three-hour drive. If it's in Geelong, it's probably a bit better. But this week's in Frankston, and they're willing to come all the way out there. It doesn't matter whether, like you say, it's rain, hail or shine, they're always happy to come for a drive and watch a bit of footy, I suppose. So, yeah, as I said before, I couldn't appreciate the support I get from my family and friends and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's really good to have.
Yeah, being a leader down at the Magpies in the VFL, we believe one of your other tasks is you're the fines master. You're the one that dishes out all the penalties, and you come up with some little bit of punishment for players should they not adhere to team rules. You want to take us through that?
Yeah, well, I sort of think it's come back to bite me on the bum, to be honest with you, because I've got about $200 or $300 owing in fines. On the Monday just gone, I actually had to eat a chilli, which I don't deal well with spicy foods as it is, so I was in a world of pain after training when I had to eat that along with Luke Gaddy, who had the new one as well. So that's just a bit more about relaxing, I guess, and you know, it can be very structured and you know, high tensile sort of situations of training where everyone's sort of wanting to impress. So I guess I got fined in last year, I think it was, and it's just more about letting the players relax and enjoy it a bit more, and then at the end of the year sort of we've got a bit of money to sort of have a day out somewhere, or you know, just relax and enjoy ourselves, I think.
This week you take on the Frankston Dolphins down at Frankston. They're on the improve, although their results wouldn't indicate their performances so far. Just over the last 4 to 5 weeks, you can sense that they're not far from potentially having a win. So you guys are going to have to be well and truly on guard this week.
Yeah, there's no illusions. You know, like we perhaps spoke about it. I think Monday night he mentioned that the last 2 years we actually haven't beaten Frankston, so our track record against them isn't that crash hot. So we are under no illusions that this week's going to be a tough game, and especially after last week where we sort of didn't really turn up to play. It was a pretty disappointing game. We want to really come out strong, and especially down there with the bongo drums and the horns, it's, you know, they sort of get right around their boys, and we don't have a great history with Frankston, but I mean, this week we're really going to try and put our best foot forward, and as you say, they're improving, and you know, we sort of really expect them to come out firing, because they probably know themselves that they've had our measure for the last couple of years. So I think this week training will be pretty intense tonight, just to sort of get that standard up and make sure that we do come out all guns blazing on Sunday.
Well, Ben, looking forward to seeing how the Magpies progress in the run to the finals. A big clash against Frankston on Sunday at 2 o'clock down at Frankston. We wish you all the best for that encounter. Look forward to tracking your progress in the run to the finals.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for having me on the show, Matt. Thanks.